and went at Arunachala, New York and Nova Scotia, Canada. On Sunday, September 3, 2000, devotees gathered at Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, to celebrate the 104th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan's arrival at Arunachala and also to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in the heart of the Annapolis Valley. The program began with the performance of Ganesha Puja, followed by Sri Ramana Puja, conducted by Dr. Anil K. Sharma. The rendition of Sri Bhagavan's 108 names was done by Srimati Geeta Bhatt, who was assisted by the young children at the ashrama. During the chanting, the children laid flowers at Sri Bhagavan's feet. Welcoming remarks were given by Dennis Hattel, who shared with all his memories of the initial days of the Mandiram, including the actual physical moving of the entire building to its current location in the year 1975. A statue of Sri Ramana was installed in the Mandiram during this function. This is a lifelike replica of the statue of Sri Ramana present in the new hall of Sri Ramanashramam, India. This work was the result of the dedication of James Hattel, who also gave a brief talk on the making and installation of the same. With rapt attention, devotees listened to a videotape of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, which had been recorded in 1989. Explaining the nature and purpose of Sri Arunachala Ashrama. See Article 2 for text. We could all feel that Bhagavan's utter devotion to Sri Bhagavan continues to inspire us, despite his having shed his mortal coil. Bhajans were offered by devotees. Following the bhajans, Mr. B.K. Raju, whose friendship the ashram continues to cherish, gave his recollections of the early days of the ashram in Bridgetown in his usual simple and moving manner. Following the puja and the chanting of Upadesha Saram, prasad was served to all by Mrs. Raju and her band of dedicated devotees. Bhagavan's grace was showered upon all. New York City. On Sunday, September 10, 2000, devotees gathered at Arunachala Ashrama in Queens, New York, to celebrate Sri Bhagavan's arrival at Arunachala 104 years ago. Early in the day, devotees began arriving to assist with the preparations. The flower arrangements were once again lovingly provided by Ron Ridolfo and general preparations were done by Abhijit and Jyoti Champanekar and other ashram devotees. Sri Ganesha Puja and Sri Ramana Puja were performed by Dr. Anil K. Sharma, while the chanting of Sri Ramana's 108 names was accompanied by the offering of flowers by Bhagavan's young devotees. The welcoming address was given by Dennis Hattel. This was followed by an update on the legal situation at Arunachala, given ably by Sriram Panchu. See Article 3. Again, excerpts of a video tape in 1989 depicted Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat exhorting us all to abide at the feet of Sri Bhagavan by means of self-inquiry. This, given in Bhagavat's simple and unassuming way, visibly moved all. The singing of Bhagavan's works and bhajans was offered with deep devotion by all those present. The celebration concluded with the chanting of Purusha Suktam and the aarti, symbolic of Bhagavan's divine light, was shared by all present. Prasad had been prepared by the untiring ladies of the ashram, And this was distributed to everyone. Chanting of Vedas, Bhagavad Gita and Stotras by all the Kukuvitis, Peter Fell, Mr. Parikh, Ramaswamy family and others continued for the rest of the day. Sri Bhagavan's presence was palpable and His grace was and is guiding us all.